one can drill down more into the dopamine system. And in fact, there are different pathways in the brain. There's what's called a indirect or stop pathway for the dopamine system. And when this is active, it tends to stop your activities. There's also a go pathway that tends to increase your activities. Dopamine D2 receptors that are the target of antipsychotics are mostly on the stop pathway, and they make you engage the stop pathway more. So one can think of it as stepping on the brake, that you have racing thoughts, and the way to stop them is the stop pathway, step on the brake, stop the racing thoughts, a kinder, gentler way to try to reduce those racing thoughts would be to decrease the activity of the go pathway. And we'll be talking in a little bit about new treatments that may be working on the direct go pathway to decrease the activity. But despite the stop and go pathways, dopamine remains primarily a model for positive symptoms and doesn't account for either the negative or cognitive impairments associated with schizophrenia.